I welcome Paul Gregory, a fellow at the Hoover Institution, writing most recently in Kiev about provocations by the Russian Federation off the borders of the fractured Ukraine. These many years since 2014, Ukraine has been divided roughly into thirds. One third of it, the east coast, the eastern side of the country, is in the hands of what appears to be rebels or people defying Kiev, closely linked with the Russian Federation. The other two thirds make up a population that is partial to Kiev, partial to the West, Western Europe, and partial to the United States. The new president, Mr. Zelensky, making remarks in these last days and weeks about Russian aggression in what is called the Donbass, the eastern part of the country. However, there's much news, and we need to attend this with Paul Gregory, because he has posted a column looking at the likelihood that Russia is seeking to a false flag operation to launch large-scale military operations in Ukraine. We have news in these last days and hours. For example, in Brussels, the Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, traveling overseas, expresses his concern about Russia's deliberate actions, so-called, to escalate tensions with Ukraine. This is a quote from the State Department. Including through its aggressive rhetoric and disinformation, increasing ceasefire violations and movement of troops in occupied Crimea and near Ukraine's borders. Occupied Crimea is provocative language from Moscow's point of view. One other detail. Within these last days and hours, the U.S. is announcing the dispatch of 500 troops to Western Europe, to Germany. This is including cyber troops and other support troops, 500 additional. Certainly, NATO is expressing concern about the Russian troops along the Ukraine border and in the Crimea. Paul, this information updates information that you've had these last days. We best start with what the concern is in Kiev. Mr. Zelensky, the president, is touring the front lines in battle gear. What is the concern in Kiev? Why are they now freshly concerned after all these years of Russian abuse? Good evening to you, Paul.
Good evening, John. The territory, the occupied territory in Donbass, is supposedly a ceasefire area. Peacekeeping troops monitor events there. Their reports are ignored because the reports show constant shelling, and most of it is from the Russian side and even from across the border from Russia itself. So Ukraine has been living with this low-level warfare for quite a while. So why are they worried now? The answer is that Russia, under the guise of a military exercise, has moved extraordinary numbers of troops to the border of Ukraine. Approximately 40,000 are in occupied Crimea, 40,000-50,000 on the Donbass border. So this goes well beyond any military exercise. So what is Putin up to? Putin is a risk taker, but a cautious risk taker. Clearly, one purpose for all this exercise is to challenge Biden, to test Biden. Is Biden all talk and no action, which is probably Putin's guess right now. But the real danger, and I think the Ukrainians understand this better than we do, is that Putin will probe, and when he encounters no resistance, he'll just keep on going. That is what happened in Crimea and what has happened in Donbass. And there is a very tempting target there, which is the so-called land bridge between the Donbass and Crimea. Currently, Crimea is an island, basically, reliant on Ukraine for a number of things, such as water. So, and also along this land bridge to Crimea is the heart of Ukraine's metallurgical industry. So my personal fear is that Putin will probe, encounter no resistance, and keep on going.
The statements by Mr. Zelensky are grave. Are they newly grave? Is there something different now that he sees? In other words, there can be a lot of information flowing back, some of it well-informed, some of it meant to be provocative. Certainly the picture of Mr. Zelensky in a combat helmet in the front lines, he's walking through a trench is what CNN is showing, tells me that that's the conduct of a man who sees that this is a moment to engage the world before he's overrun. Is that what we're supposed to see, Paul? I mean, you've been watching this story for years. Is this different now?
Well, it's different in that Zelensky is making the same calculation that I just went through. Now, note that Zelensky, who was a political unknown, was voted in as president because he promised peace.
Right.
So the symbolic symbolism or the symbolism of what we're seeing is Zelensky telling the Ukrainian people, sorry, we're not going to have peace. In fact, we may have war. So that's the way I size this up.
Vladimir Putin, at this moment, there's a lot to lose, Paul. The break with the past, the peace efforts these last years, would put into jeopardy all the work that he's done to knit together with Germany and Western Europe, especially over energy. Is that worth the risk to Moscow to regain? I understand that Moscow is attached to some of the ceremony of Ukraine, but is that worth the risk giving up their attachment to Western Europe?
Well, I ask myself, what more can Russia do to run the risk that you just mentioned? They have poisoned, attempted to kill through poison, Putin's only opposition, Mr. Navalny. They have engaged in military exercises that are much more than military exercises. They've done everything in the book to antagonize Western Europe, and so far the price has been minimal. I think they're counting on the fact that if they play the long game, for example, they do something that causes a moratorium on the construction of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, that they'll just wait 6 months, the West will forget about it, and it'll be business as usual. If I were in Putin's shoes, I would make the same calculation.
Paul, right now, the U.S. is committing 500 troops to Germany. That does not seem significant, given the thousands you've recounted. In these 30 seconds, do you believe the Biden administration sees Russia as a threat in Ukraine, or is it engaged elsewhere? Your measure.
If the Biden administration does not understand the Russian threat, as of this moment, we're in real trouble.
Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution, posting in the Kiev Post about his concerns over the provocation at the Ukraine border by the Russian Federation.